state which will live in infamy.
Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Brandon. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Feeling patriotic today.
I am feeling patriot today.
Yep. Good, yep. Good. Who are we going to talk about today?
Oh, man. Well, I think we should talk about the influence of Asian Americans in our culture today.
And I like it.
I do. And I think for the month of April, considering a lot of the news that's been, you know, out there lately and a lot of the incidents that have happened and how the left has turned this into another discriminatory issue.
They're good at that.
They are very good at that. We should talk about a very true patriotic Asian American to kind of balance out the fake attacks of hate that we see in our news media today.
I think the left really confuses hate with passion.
They do. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, if you get a little angry during a massage, that's not hate. That's passion.
And it's passion, and it's okay to take it out on that person.
Yeah, especially if they don't look like you.
Especially if they don't look like
you. Especially if they don't sound like you.
I mean, that's part of the agreement when they come into this country.
You're going to look like me and you're going to sound like me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't look like
this
me.
This is a Christian nation.
Fuck yeah, it's a Christian nation. Yeah. Judeo if we're feeling good. But it's a Christian nation.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every once in a while, though, somebody doesn't get all, I don't know, loosey-goosey on us. And someone is a true patriot, regardless of where they come from. You know that?
There's very few of them, but we've accepted them into our clan.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I want to emphasize the word them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because there's us and there's them.
Absolutely. But some people, those people, aren't like that. And I think a great example of that would be Elaine Chao.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Lin Chao, I can handle that.
First of all, she married a very, very, very patriotic man. Mitchell McConnell, Senator out of Kentucky.
The rightful majority leader.
The rightful majority leader. I don't give a shit.
What they're saying.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just stripped that title from him.
Yeah, absolutely. By what? A vote?
No, a stolen vote, Dave.
Democracy demo crazy, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
God, it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I'm getting passionate again.
Right, exactly.
Feel
and,
it.
And then when they're trying to take away his, like, the filibuster?
I mean, how are we supposed to stop this crazy idea that they keep coming at us with?
How dare the left attack Mitch McConnell by being Mitch McConnell?
He served since the 80s.
Right.
What more does a patriot need to fucking do?
Absolutely.
Fucking sick of this shit.
I am sick of this shit too. Fucking liberals.
God, yeah. So Elaine Chao. Wife of the rightful majority leader.
Absolutely. So first of all, she gets our Asian America Person of the Week because she's married to Mitch McConnell.
Fuck, I mean, that qualifies you right there.
When you're a good wife to a good man, that qualifies you right there.
Yeah, I'll stamp that.
I'll stamp that too.
Yeah, I'll stamp their
Absolutely.
Passport into here.
And then, not only is she the wife of Mitch McConnell, but she served in... Let's do the sign of the cross.
Okay.
One, two, 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 two.
No, done.
I really don't. Okay. She served under President Donald Trump.
Let's do the sign of the cross again.
Sign of the cross again.
Okay. The Donald Trump. The real Donald president. Trump,
the true Christian president that we've all wanted for such a long time.
Was taken... They're stealing it from him. I don't know how to really. When are we going to take back our nation? When are we going
to
do that?
As soon as we're done with this podcast. It's hard to do it in a chair, but we're going to do it as soon as we're done here.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Absolutely.
I am fucking ready.
We're going to harness the energy of our heroes. I mean, the posthumously, Rush Limbaugh. Praise Rush.
Praise Rush.
And all his wonderful weight.
Yep. I mean, that was just wisdom that he was carrying around.
Wisdom. But then he's got people to carry the torch. We've got Laura Ingraham. Can I have a hell yeah to Laura Ingraham?
Hell yeah.
Can I have a bow tie hell yeah to our good friend?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. Hell yeah. We've got Lou Dobbs. Don't forget Lou Dobbs.
Can't forget him. It's a good man.
We've got Sean Hannity.
Yep. Could be more like Tucker, but yeah, okay.
Could be more like Tucker. Very good.
And we won't talk about that traitor fucking Chris Wallace.
Oh,
fuck that guy.
No. God, no. How dare he?
Did you see the way he was with Biden in that debate?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The softball questions and then interrupting our God-appointed leader.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's
fucking disgraceful.
Yeah, I mean, since when does reason have a place in politics, Chris Wallace? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he interrupted him.
Yeah.
The rightful president of the United States was interrupted.
And then back to Elaine Chao. I mean, she graciously served as the transportation secretary under Donald J. Trump to be replaced by a gay mayor from Indiana. Give me a break.
I mean, he's married with fucking quotations to another guy. That's not marriage.
First part of his last name, but seriously? God damn it.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to make fun of us.
I know, it's ridiculous. And then they dare, like, try to tear her down. It's like, you know, they try to, like, say that she was working private hours when she's supposed to be working, but it's like, you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing every day.
No, some things are off the books.
Absolutely. I mean,
how's the government supposed to run?
Absolutely. I mean, she's tied to people. How can she promote her family's shipping business when she has a shipping business?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the government.
There's no law about that.
Absolutely.
None.
How are we going to compete with China and Russia if we don't act more like China and Russia?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and we have to, if they're going to play that way, we have to play that way.
And who's going to act like China more than Elaine Chao?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's Chinese, or close enough to be Chinese. I mean, she's off, what, Taiwan, which is pretty much China.
Yeah, and all true patriotics know that if you're Asian, that means you could be Japanese, or Chinese, or Vietnamese, or Laotian.
You know who'd be a good fucking Taiwanese?
Who?
Pete Buttplug.
That's a good joke there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe he's married?
He's not married, Dave.
He's not married.
He's in sin.
He's in...
Yeah.
How dare Indiana let that happen?
Mike Pence is a traitor, and he's obviously shown his true colors.
We can't look to Mike Holcomb.
No.
No.
He's not doing shit.
No.
We're going to have to take this in our own hands.
Right. Pence can't even kill a fly in his own hair, let alone overturn in a goddamn election. I said goddamn. Can you forgive me?
No. And you said overturn.
Yeah.
We do not need to overturn it. We need to put the rightful winner in his rightful place.
Legitimize
the election.
Absolutely.
And he refused to do that.
Refused to do it completely.
And I don't know what to do with them, to be honest. It's, what is this country fucking coming to? All right, well, fuck it. We'll go back to Elaine Chao. How about that?
Yeah, let's go back to Elaine Chao.
What else patriotic has she done?
Besides marrying Mitch McConnell?
Yep. She was labor secretary in the GW.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Another man of God.
Yeah, another man of God.
Yeah. So she's keeping this tradition alive.
GW's a traitor now. Those Bushes are traitors.
That's true.
Remember, yeah, exactly.
He gave candy to Michelle. Candy.
To a social free. It's free. That's why she took it.
He was testing her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she fell for that
fucking
bait.
She took the mint, a socialist fucking mint.
Yeah, just grab.
GW may be secret genius or traitor.
I think he's playing the long game. I think Mitchie Bear taught him a lot.
I think you did too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. She also was instrumental in getting Mitchie Bear elected. She campaigns for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not a conflict of interest. That's just politics, right?
And he takes care of her.
Absolutely, which he should. He's the man of the house or the man of the rental apartment, wherever they live in Washington, D.C., right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, the fucking D.C., you got to remember, they're socialists. It's given to them. But he still pays rent.
He does. Because he's a man of honor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's just a lesson to all those libtards out there of what a real man is.
Absolutely.
You know, I wish more people were like him.
I do too.
And it's about goddamn time that fucking Lindsey Graham actually stood up for what he believes. I mean, he was going off these rants, but Trump put him in his place. And look how much better he's been.
Absolutely. I mean, a poor guy was totally brainwashed by a, quote, war hero, John McCain, who, I appreciate what he did in war, but he turned on his nation.
Do you think he wanted to get captured?
I think so, absolutely.
I think he actually turned himself in.
Absolutely.
So he could learn the communist ways.
To make
ways.
The Vietnamese look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. To distract from Watergate, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Traitor. Fucking commie bastard.
Absolutely.
Can't stand this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it anymore, Dave. I can't do it.
Oh, man. April Fool's, motherfuckers. Oh, so our plan was to do a fully, 100% full conservative episode.
But we couldn't do
but
it.
But we couldn't do it. We couldn't just, do it. It's well, not
it's,
possible.
It's not possible. Yeah. I kind of ran out of talking points of what to say without...
Lying. Ridiculously, yeah.
But we're back, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. We're back, bitches.
And fuck you, Elaine Chao, you fucking corporate scumbag who profits off the government and your husband Absolutely. Out of the pockets of the Kentucky people.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Come at us, Mitchie.
Now, this might be the most awkward segue of all time. But the reason why we talked about Elaine Chao actually has to do with the very serious incidents regarding hate and violence and murder amongst Asian Americans that we have seen in the past few weeks. And we're always like trying to fit a lot of content into our episodes. But even before the massacres at the spas down in Atlanta, Georgia, one of our main topics was Asian American discrimination in the United States. And if you've been listening to us over the past few weeks, you know, we did African American history in February. We did women's history in March. I hope you enjoyed our pieces on that. And then April really doesn't have a dedicated month. Towards any group. So we decided, given the light of Asian discrimination both before, during, and after the massacres in Atlanta, that we would give our due time to Asian American history and contributions to the United States during the month of April. So this month, we're just kind of introducing you to the topic. We did a little April Fool's joke with Elaine Chao. But we're going to take a little more serious turn, I think, with it. And just kind of like talk about the history of Asian American discrimination in the United States and what we see happening today. And there is a really cool fucking story.
Yeah, I can't wait for the story,
and
actually.
And I'm going to let Brandon take this one because he's been drooling all over it. And if you haven't seen it in the news, this is the most metal thing, the most badass thing I have seen in a really long time. And for Asian haters out there, this is the biggest fuck you I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so, this is a big go suck their Asian balls.
Take it, bro.
So a local official in Ohio has gone viral after giving a powerful speech. So this guy, Lee Wong, he is part of the Board of Trustees in Westchester Township. And that is very, very close to where we record this podcast. Actually, pretty damn close to where you live, Dave.
Really close. And a very conservative Republican area.
Yeah. So, Lee kind of went on a little bit of a diatribe during a meeting where, in the aftermath of the shooting, and Asian Americans standing up saying, hey, we're tired of being treated like this. he kind of stood up and...
literally
stood up, and he started by saying, "For too long, I have put up with a lot of shit in silence. Too afraid to speak out, fearing more abuse and discrimination." He then went on to say, "There are some annoying people that would come up to me and say that I don't look American or patriotic enough. People question my patriotism, that I don't look American enough. They cannot get over this face." So what did that badass motherfucker do? Did he stood up, undid his tie, took his jacket off, unbuttoned his shirt, and took off his undershirt to show the scars that he received in the line of service for the American military. And he said, "Is this patriot enough for you?"
And what blew me away is his selection of words. He didn't say patriotic. He said patriot. Because yep. that word has been used in a passive-aggressive way since the beginning of time as code language on the right for white, male, Christian, national-born American. And if you don't fit into that construct, you are not a patriot.
Yeah, you're not a true patriot. You're not a true person of this country.
No.
And that's not just bigoted, that's wrong. It's morally wrong, it's ethically wrong, and it's just, ignorant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, I mean, this man has been wounded in service of his country. Not your country, his country.
Our country.
Our country.
Yep.
So I can't believe it took this kind of demonstration to be shown that just because he's Asian doesn't mean he's not American.
Right. And I think Asian-American discrimination has really fallen through the cracks for one reason that kind of pops out in my head. So when we talk about discrimination against African-Americans, Hispanics, Native American, women, like the wage gap and things like that, these discriminated groups typically are suffering on a lower end of the socioeconomic totem pole. A lot of poverty, a lot of wage discrimination, just to name a few things. And if you look statistically at different ethnic groups in the United States, Asian Americans tend to fend relatively well. Lower levels of poverty, higher levels of education, assimilation due to their own, you know, whatever, relatively do pretty well. And I know that's a stereotype in a way, but statistics say that that is a generality among most Native Asian Americans. Oh, God. Asian Americans. And a lot of people ignore that because they just assume that Asian Americans are, honestly, okay. And that's not true.
No, it's not. Definitely not. And even if they are affluent or do well in society, it doesn't mean they should be treated any less.
Right.
Or that treatment should be ignored.
Absolutely.
So I want to fucking give a fucking fuck yeah.
Yeah,
to
this fuck guy. Yeah. Absolutely. It's the it's the coolest thing you'll see. So what's his name?
Lee Wong.
Lee Wong. Look up Lee Wong. Watch the video. You'll cry. You'll get impassioned. It'll make your day. It'll make your week. It'll enlighten you.
Yeah.
And
I'm pretty, you might have seen this already because it is going pretty viral across the United States, as it should. Mm-hmm. But he also wanted to talk about other things that happened to him when he was growing up, when he was 18. He was beaten up in Chicago, and the person who beat him up was never prosecuted because it was kind of accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have a long history from Chinese immigrants during the Industrial Revolution. Yeah. Basically being enslaved
to build the railroads.
The Transcontinental Railroad. Japanese internment, which you're going to talk about here in a second.
Yeah, we are.
And just from like daily stereotypical, like a lot of people in the United States don't differentiate between Asian groups. They don't see the difference between Chinese and Japanese and Asian and Laotian and all the other...
Guess where Leo Wong's from?
I don't know.
Borneo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's... I mean, most people are like, oh, he's Chinese.
This episode's been brought to you by Survivor Season 2.
But yeah, there's a definite lack of understanding and lack of knowledge, lack of caring about these different countries and different races and different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, Asia's just not one country. It's a continent full of diverse people.
And this country has alienated them, has caricaturized them, has discriminated. I mean, when I really dig deep about a lot of the assumptions and stereotypes of Asian American, they're every bit as deep and hurtful and hateful than it is to other groups that we've talked about.
Oh, very much
so. It's super real.
Yeah.
And then with the shootings down at the spa shootings in Atlanta, I mean, we could go into this, the perverted sexualization and fetishization of Asian American women. It's widespread. And I think finally, I mean, it's horrible when bad things happen, but we're to a point where people are starting to wake up.
Yeah.
To what's happening.
Yeah. You mean they're getting woke?
Woke. Not just woke. Asian woke.
Yeah, we went there. But I think it's definitely important to understand these people have different histories, different backgrounds.
What do you mean by these people, Brandon?
Ooh, good point. Oh, fuck. Snap. I'm not woke enough.
Quote, those people.
Those people. Shit. I'm sorry. Fuck. I thought I was woke.
You ain't woke, but you can get woke.
We can get woke.
Yeah, we're all about changing alignment.
As long as you would recognize your mistakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and recognize them as mistakes and be okay. It's okay. I'm not going to say what I said is okay. I'm saying I fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Brandon's racist and he's apologized. It's okay.
So the Asian people, they come from a...
The Asian people. Oh.
Yeah, I can say that.
I got you.
I can say that.
I'm just picking on you.
Now I'm all sensitive. So the Asian people, they come from different backgrounds, different countries, different histories, different languages, different ways of growing
up. It's a big fucking place, assholes. It's looking at a map. It's fucking
huge. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you said look at a map. They're not going to fucking look at a map.
No. Just, our listeners are going to look at a map.
I know where Colorado is.
They're gonna. Our listeners are going to look at a map.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones who listen to us on the intro, they won't look at a map.
Yeah, they probably got all excited. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's speaking the truth.
If I can find Tuscaloosa, I'm good. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do we want to go to a dark place?
Are we being racist again, Brandon?
No.
Talk about...
We're not being racist.
What's the dark place?
So, our show is called FDR's Wheelchair, right? And we're talking about Asian Americans.
Yes.
You know what happened during World War II?
The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Then we declared war on Japan, which caused Germany to attack us. And then we went and fought and everything was great. And we made a bunch of really dramatic movies about World War II, like Bridge Over the River Kwai, where everything happens perfectly and everything's happy and it's great. And Saving Private Ryan is just a bunch of propaganda forcing us to see the realities of war. Yeah, World War II was fantastic.
Oh,
what's okay. Our next topic?
Moving on. Now, so our great FDR wasn't so woke. Our great hero.
Mm.
In 1942, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt ordered American Japanese population into internment camps. He locked up Americans because they have Japanese descent. Not because that they were loyal to the emperor or to their ancestors' homeland, because they were Japanese.
And it's a lot easier to do that with a phenotype that is not white, because there were plenty of German Americans running around. Plenty of Italian people running around. A lot of that tied to organized crime that was going unchecked by the federal government.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So if you're white and your ancestors are from Germany or Italy, you're cool. But if you're from Japan, and if you're Japanese or look Japanese, because there were non-Japanese also interred.
Yes, there were.
You are fucked.
Yeah. So they were taken away from their businesses, their livelihoods, their homes.
Their American dream.
And when, and then at the end of the war, when they were released to nothing.
Nothing.
No compensation, no help,
no reparations, no nothing.
Yeah. Just...
good luck.
All right.
Yeah.
You, we're not going to lock you up anymore.
Oops.
The liberal lion, FDR, did that.
Yeah, he did. He did. While the American Nazi Party was getting nice and strong, perpetuated by German immigrants, Italian insurrection, organized crime, all these things were happening, doing unchecked. So what's the guy from Westchester's name?
Lee Wong.
Okay, Lee Wong's something. That's going to be the new name of our podcast.
Fuck yeah. Lee Wong Scars. Oh, there's a podcast for him.
But we have to hold FDR accountable for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It was easy. It's an easy thing to do. When there's an enemy that you can visualize and people are angry and they're behind it.
You can see that person's different from you.
Yeah.
You can say, yeah, that's not American, that's Japanese. Yeah. That's the one that bombed us. That's the one that surprise bombed us.
I remember my grandma. I mean, she was in her 30s during World War II. So she'd be in her one teens right now. She was old as fuck. But she... But she was of German descent. And she actually had family photos that she kept. She wasn't a Nazi, literally. But there were family photos of great-great-great uncles with swastikas on their fucking tombstones. There are some German history in my family, and there are some fucking Nazis. She didn't give a fuck. But if we were, I remember as a little kid, being out at the grocery store or somewhere like that, and she would start stewing, and she would get red. And I would notice that grandma was acting weird, and she would just, like, start shaking. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Not literally, because I was little, and she'd hit me if I said fuck. But there was an Asian person around. She'd say, goddamn Japs. She didn't cuss.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I didn't know what to think. I'm like, why? And I didn't know back then that she associated them with the enemy combatant in World War II. But it's like, what about your Nazi... your Nazi aunt, and it was weird. It was bizarre, but like, it's so easy to discriminate against people that don't look the way that you think an American should look, and that's a bad part of our history, man. It's still there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a blemish, and it not just a blemish, but huge oversight.
A taint stain.
A taint stain.
Yes. So now that I think of it. To get an actual stain on your taint is a difficult process.
Yeah.
Because you're going to wipe up, not down, unless you're crazy.
Yeah.
So if it's a taint stain, it's bad. That's what we're trying to say.
It's really bad.
It's really, really, really bad. Because you have to try to get it there.
Yeah. Oh. Just like the racism. You have you actually have to try to get
it.
That's why it's a taint stain.
But if you hold your knees to your chin and hop up and down, you can make nice little stamps. Is that a scrapbooking thing?
Okay. How do I segue from taint stain?
Well, the segue is boing, 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 boing.
I don't think there's much of a segue, so we're just going to go right into the next topic. So, Dave, what do you think of this? Adding a new state to the union. Some Republicans probably think this is a taint stain.
As long as it's called the State of America.
What?
Yeah, State of America.
That's not an option.
We're going to have churches. We're going to have McDonald's. We're going to have a football stadium, but no Black Lives Matter bullshit.
Nope. Can't kneel on that football stadium.
I've already given up on that NWA. NBA, I'm sorry. Oops.
Fucking taint stain.
Fucking taint. No. What do I think? Well, are you talking about Washington, D.C.?
I am.
The District of Columbia?
Yep.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
However, that will always be a political battleground because Washington, D.C. is the most democratically
entrenched.
Like, the two senators will always be Democrats. The one House member they'll get will be a Democrat. The electoral votes will always go for a Democrat, so...
Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers on that real quick. Yeah. 77.2% of voters in Washington, D.C. are Democrats.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. The numbers back you up. And to create... Because they're kind of petitioning to be a state. Mm-hmm. They're... And then Republicans cry, well, no, it's fucking Washington, D.C. It's the capital.
Right.
It's where federal government runs. They go, okay, fine. We'll do a 2-mile radius around the mall, the Capitol building, and the White House.
Nothing residential there.
Nothing residential. Yeah. That its own thing. Those, if you happen to live there.
Yeah. If you live at the White House, you automatically vote in Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they're a 2-mile perimeter, and the rest of Washington, D.C., will become its own state. And you've actually brought up a point where Republicans are against it because they see it as packing the Senate.
Right.
Because it'll always be Democrats. But what if I told you most of the history of states forming were packing the Senate and mostly by Republicans?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why do you think there's North Dakota and South Dakota and not Dakota?
Why do you think there was a Civil War? The Missouri Compromise, the Compromise of 1850, the Kansas-Nebraska Act. It was all debate over territories becoming states and whether or not to expand slavery or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So that argument's kind of like, well, yeah, of course it's always going to be that. Leo agrees. Make it a state, Dad. Make it a state. I would, buddy. I would.
Shut up, you fucking dog. This segment brought to you by PETA.
So the arguments for not to be a state have all been done before.
Yeah.
So there's no real new argument, except for the one congresswoman said, there's not enough auto dealerships in Washington, D.C. So.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Exactly. Oh.
It's not a real state.
Right.
And there was right. Not.
What does your local Chevy dealer have to do with the goddamn state? What the fuck?
It's in Maryland.
That really was an argument?
Yeah.
But there's.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no MyPillow stores either, so get over it, you bitch. God damn it.
Think about the MyPillow. The MyPillow guy just came out yesterday saying that Trump's going to take back office in August.
August, generally, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, that guy's lost his rocker, man.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck has happened to him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
There must be some, like... He must have a cheap gold cross chain around him because it's seeping into his bloodstream.
And he's good. Yeah, that, or maybe it's fake gold and it's just lead and he's getting lead poisoning.
That would be a good thing. Exactly. So it's been since the 1950, whatever, since Hawaii became the state, so...
Oh, you don't know the year?
1959?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember correcting me and fucking Googling this shit?
I don't remember. I'm just going off the top of my goddamn head because I'm smart, bitch.
What a fucking tweet.
Yeah. So there's nobody alive today that has experienced politically a new state forming that was in any position of power. Yeah, you old people, I know some of you were alive back then, but you're probably not listening to us anyway because you're eating fucking, I don't know, vanilla wafers or something. I don't know. Oh, age discrimination.
Oh, yeah, that's next week's episode.
That's next week. That's May. May. That's May. May. May, old people focus.
May get ready for some discrimination, Dave.
Right, we're going to start with my wife's granny.
So another argument. Oh, besides car dealerships, there weren't enough landfills either. Whatever that means.
We need cars and trash. To be a state.
Yeah. What? To be a Republican state. Oh!
We need T-top Camaros and a nice landfill.
How much PVC you got? But one of the other arguments is that they should just join Maryland. And the D.C. voters went, fuck no.
You know why they won't join Maryland?
What?
Because Maryland has crabs.
But yeah, that would give Washington, D.C. two senators and a representative.
Yeah.
And that scares the shit out of the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
And they've also talked about making California three states. North California, California, and Southern California. And I thought it was crazy, too, until I actually read why. And it's not as crazy as it seems.
Yeah.
But
we got caught. Liberal California, Commie California,
and Mexicans.
Mexican California. I just hope for an earthquake. Knock that shit off into the ocean.
Yep. It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. There's actually real momentum behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a completely off the wall thing. And the HR 1 legislation that they're bringing, which is soon be in the HR 51, I'm sorry, which will soon be in the Senate,
yeah,
kind of helps propel that. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
Who knows?
You take into context, like, this issue and then the Georgia voting law stuff and gerrymandering and all these shenanigans that the right is playing right now, it's a great analogy that I heard last week, was that the demographic change in the United States is like a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what you think about it, it's true. It's a tidal wave. And the Republicans and the right are putting sandbags,
yeah,
about a layer or two in front of this tidal wave. And they're going to lose in the long run. Just so back to what we said the last episode of what Obama said about the country is always going in an upward direction.
But with dips.
With dips. And this demographic change is going to push America to a newer apex.
Do you want to hear Zach Smith, a legal fellow for the Conservative Heritage, said about it?
When you said Zach Smith, I'm like, is he an offensive lineman for something? No. What did he say?
He said, he asserted that D.C. residents already had plenty of influence on Capitol Hill because they could post yard signs that members of Congress would see on their way to work. That takes place of a vote.
I was here believing that I was going to delay Merrick Garland's appointment to the Supreme Court until I saw a yard sign next to, a Section 8 house that said, do not allow Merrick Garland to be put in the Supreme Court, so I decided to do that. No, fuck you! Stupid-ass argument.
Mitchie, Bad, did you see that sign? It said that we should appoint Merrick Garland. We should do it.
God. If a fucking sign is going to make a fucking elected official decide something, they're as dumb as the average voter. What the fuck. I can't even handle this anymore. God damn it. So, yard signs, car dealerships, landfills, what the... Just... God, fuck. Done, man. Fuck this shit.
You want to know what the Democrat side of the argument is?
Sure, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
No taxation without representation.
Ooh.
Mm. Yep. Mm. Argue that, motherfuckers.
They should use the flag, the yellow flag.
Oh, don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me. Yeah.
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 So either we don't pay tax or we get represented.
Yeah.
That's pretty done and dusted.
Let's get rid of that filibuster. Let's fucking push it all forward. Let's give the big middle finger. Oh, yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was a pretty good argument.
It is a great argument.
Yeah. Pretty kind of like, how do you argue that?
Didn't have to, like, be creative.
And their response is, there's not enough landfills, dealerships, and lawn signs.
Right. Well, now that you said that, well, fuck, no way it should be a state.
But one of the things that really brought it to the attention was the Capitol insurgents on January 6th, because Washington, D.C. had to call troops from Virginia and Maryland. And they were like, why can't we have our own troops? You're not a state. You don't get a National Guard.
Right.
Well, we want that. So
I mean, could you imagine if something like that happened during the State of the Union address?
Oh my God.
I mean, and this is an insurrection by a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah.
With not a lot of gunpowder. I mean, just a bunch of ragtag.
Not very smart either.
Yeah. I mean, I've always made the analogy, like, you know, in these modern times with the capacity of the national government, that, you know, a ragtag group of militia people really can't make that big of an impact at the national level. Yeah, they can. They took over the fucking Capitol building and they almost hung the vice president, who they supported a few days before. And they, I mean, they almost killed congressmen. They killed a cop. I mean,
yeah. I mean, they can make it.
Country.
I mean, I don't know how long the implications would last, but they can make a very immediate, very quick effect.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, there's been books, countless books, where whether the first, when if America falls, what's going to happen first? They're going to assassinate members of Congress.
Yeah.
Take them out. It. Take the leadership out, and then start taking over places.
Yeah. Well, we almost saw that happen, so. I believe it. Came
fucking close.
Yeah, it would happen.
Way too fucking close for comfort.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went back to our dark place.
Yeah, that's a dark place.
Damn it.
I'm already agitated as fuck. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Wait, which dark place do you want to go to next?
Oh, my God. My bed. That's where I'm going to go. I'm scared.
I'll hide on my covers.
Fuck you, I'm moving to Mexico, California.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Like fucking beaches and just chilling out, taking it real easy.
I can see one of the senators will be the guy from Suicidal Tendencies with his bandana around his eyes. And
is that Sublime?
That's Sublime.
Fuck yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go. Let it break off into the ocean. I'm sailing with it.
Flee for Congress. That's great.
That's funny. Did you know that Jello from Dead Kennedys, the lead singer, ran for San Francisco mayor?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Against Dianne Feinstein.
No way.
Yeah. It was kind of considered a joke, but he actually forced a bunch of issues to be talked about.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. So it was people kind of like, this guy's not going to win. But then they would have, like, he would bring stuff up. And then they would have to talk about it. And one of the big things was the treatment of homosexuals in San Francisco.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's where Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the era that he was coming into power and making a name for himself.
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, thought that was pretty cool.
What if Oral Hershiser ran for Congress?
Fuck yeah. Dude. Fucking love Oral Hershiser. He took over for Vin Scully for announcer for the Dodgers.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just going to take a minute to talk about the champions, okay?
Go ahead. I'll let you go unabated.
Yeah, and he does really well. He does a great pitcher's perspective when they're pitching.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's good to hear him. And, I mean, we'll always miss Vinny.
Yeah.
But we got the Bulldog.
Right. Stupid question. Vinny's retired and not dead, correct?
Yes, he is retired.
Gotcha.
He is retired. He got to see the World Series.
Happy 118th birthday, Vince.
Oh, Vinny will outlive us all.
He will. He's amazing.
Yeah, he is amazing. But yeah, he retired. I think he's 92.
Okay.
So he's getting up there. His wife just got out of hospital. She was a little sick, but she's better now.
You could say he's the greatest of all time.
You could. Yeah.
And I'm a huge Marty Brenneman and Joe Nutsall fan, being a Reds fan, but hard to argue with Vince.
I fucking love listening to Harry Carey.
Oh, yeah. There was nothing better when he used to, when they still did Twilight Doubleheaders.
He's fucking hammered.
And by the time you get to like the fourth inning in game two, Steve Sax is throwing second base. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then he's singing out the window, take me out to the ball game. I'm like, that motherfucker's going to fall. Like Steve Stone's like holding them in like, God damn it. Harry Carey was the shit.
Fucking Wrigley's going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They would have caught him.
I was fortunate to see Harry Carey one time at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
That sounds awesome.
And I was in the bleachers. The game was like 0-0 to the ninth inning. It was boring as fuck. and the Cubs hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win it. And the kid, like 10 feet to my left, caught it.
No
and
shit.
The place exploded. And then went down to the subway to take the subway back to the hotel. And that kid's on there with the ball. And everybody's partying on the subway.
Oh,
back
I bet.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a cool thing
about it. As a lifelong Reds fan, I will always like the Cubs because of that.
Yeah.
The ambiance of that stadium and that part of town is great.
Oh, yeah. When you're partying down there, it's definitely mm-hmm. fun.
It's in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're walking through like a regular suburban area, and it's like, oh, there's Wrigley Field.
Yeah. But Wrigley Field does seem like a prison, too.
Well, especially if you're like in the backside because of all the pillars, and it's a piece of shit.
When you go in, you have to like go underground and shit. Yeah, it's all fucking concrete.
It's dark and the concrete pillars, yeah. And you can't see. Like, there's literally seats behind concrete pillars. Like, you can buy a ticket and can't see the field.
Go Cubs, I
Go
guess.
Go Cubbies. It's out there out of the whole ball, yeah.
Fucking got his bottle of Jack out there.
And he was at the ball game. And everybody's like, yeah. I've never been in a place where every single person is drunk.
That's very true. Yeah. That's Chicago for you.
I just imagine, like, they don't sweep up after the game. It's just power wash.
Just a helicopter just dumping. Disinfecting on it.
Right, right. Vomiting old style in 95 degree weather is not fun.
No. So this is a political podcast. What topic do
we've learned that Washington, D.C. might be a state.
Yeah.
California might be three states.
Okay. Okay, so let's go back.
There's no car dealerships in Washington, D.C.
Or landfills.
Or landfills.
Apparently. So what is that?
Plenty of trash.
Yeah. Don't talk about the Senate like that. No. So if D.C. goes ahead with statehood, what does that mean for other places like Puerto Rico or Guam?
Well, thank God that they're not part of the United States.
All right, Marjorie.
Yeah. We'll just throw paper towels at them and they'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. The hurricane will take care of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know my opinion. Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's do it, man. Fuck that. Let's turn them into states. Let's get some voting power. Let's play Republican.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll disagree, but fuck you. Let's play Republican now. Let's do it.
Wouldn't it be nice not have to fucking care what Mitch McConnell thinks?
I don't care, but I have to listen to him. That's the problem.
That is the problem. Or Kevin McCarthy.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. I think the Republican Party stopped listening, Lindsay, to be honest. Vote. Just vote with us, Lindsay. God damn it. Shut the fuck up. You make no sense.
I mean, when we're to the point where, I should be listening to Liz Cheney and who else? Nobody. Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse.
Mitt Romney. Oh, fuck yeah, Mitt Romney.
Yeah. There's your out, those three. Fuck.
Yeah, when you're going, well, Mitt did not say hateful things.
Right. He's not going straight to hell. Right. He's a good guy.
He doesn't want to burn crosses. Yeah, but that's where the Republican Party, we were saying today, actually, it was like, Mitt hasn't changed. It's everything around him.
No.
It's just fucking gone wackadoodle.
He's a regular Republican.
Yeah.
So is Liz Cheney. So is Ben Sasse. They have value. They're part of the political discourse. And they are out of sorts with the political party. They don't belong. And it's a shame.
It is a very, very big shame. Because at least you could argue on ideas.
Absolutely.
Now it's just... There is no ideas. It's just... It's whatever they're against. They're always against something. Or something is disrupting their values.
Right.
No fresh ideas, no solutions. I mean, they showed that with healthcare. We're going to make, Donald Trump said, we're going to make beautiful healthcare, the best healthcare. And they had nothing.
Sexy healthcare.
Ooh, Donald Trump's sexy. Please don't touch me there.
Think about that at your next podiatry appointment. Shave that toenail.
I just cut it off. But yeah, I mean, they were supposed to replace it, and they just tried to repeal Obamacare with nothing, literally nothing. And it's just like, well, you're just kind of out of ideas. And I think the American people are going, if you came up with something, maybe we could get behind it. But you just have nothing but negativity.
The wave is coming.
The wave is coming. And there's not enough sandbags for them. Let's go D.C. Let's go Puerto Rico.
Let's go Guam.
Let's go Guam. Let's go Mexico, California.
Heck yeah, man.
And make an interesting Senate.
Let's make Portland a state and just piss everybody off.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, how would they vote? Because, I mean, Portland's, like, liberal, but also they have a lot of fucking rednecks, too, in the woods.
Not in the city. Fuck the woods.
Well,
the city.
The city. The city of Portland.
We'll at least have two members of Antifa in the Senate.
Yeah.
If they were real.
If it was
real. If they were organized. They're eating Cheetos, playing video games right now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're just, yeah. Not according to Mitchie Bear, though. You know, it's so ironic that they railed against Antifa when they're the ones that started the insurrection. The things that they were really scared about was actually their own side.
Yep.
And actually did it.
And it happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they pretended that they were Antifa.
Right, yeah.
Oh, do you know that the shaman actually has been taken to another location so he could have organic food?
Really? Yeah. They did that for him?
Yep. He must be chirping.
He must be.
He must be giving up names and addresses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, here's some falafel.
Yeah, this was grown outside on the roof. Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I thought that was interesting. But he must be giving them all kinds of shit.
Good, fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck all of them. Fuck the Proud Boys. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you, Proud Boys.
Hey, who's that guy outside? Never mind.
Oh, the one in the bamboo? The fat guy that's his belly sticking out? Yeah, that's them. I'm not scared.
Now you're stereotyping the Proud Boys. Oh, wait. They're all like that.
Oh, dude, I got to show you this picture. I'll probably put it on the website. But it was of Ted Cruz. And he's naked wearing bondage. Ooh. And he has, and it's like a big sticker on a street in Austin. And it had a Proud Boy tattoo on his belly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty...
All wise for getting to feed Snowflake.
Yep. Oh, he's probably eating Snowflake's food. Fucking piece of shit.
He's horrible.
He was down at the border recently, pretending that he cared. Now that he cares, yeah, he's just...
It is. Freshly pressed Lee jeans and polo shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's wearing a khaki shirt because he's on safari, apparently.
Right. Where's your Land Rover and binoculars?
And his fucking hat. Actually, he was wearing a baseball hat.
Really?
Yeah, people just fucking tore him to shreds.
He's terrible human being.
He's got to lose next time. When's he up for re-election?
Well, let's see.
It was two years ago. Yeah,
so he's got 3.5 more years. It's a while. Yeah.
It is a while. Yeah. We can do a lot of more dumb shit.
Right.
We'll see.
Hopefully somebody besides Beto Hansen
will work. Yeah, I don't think Beto is the guy to take him down.
But there will be people.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Especially with the gaffes and everything that Cruz is doing. I mean, they can run a campaign on his Cancun trip by itself.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right. Well, I'm out of topics.
Yeah.
Well, as you can probably tell.
So this is we're celebrating Asian American history. So just like we've done the past few months, listeners, send us your ideas for our focus for each day. We're going to run it the same way. Where both me and Brandon talk about a person that we don't reveal until we do our episode. But if you throw out some peeps out there too, we can do a whole episode. I don't give a shit. But we need to make sure that we at least tell our listeners and the greater good out there that Asian Americans are integral to the fabric of our country just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I want to put a caveat out there. If you gave us ideas and stuff for this week episode, we recorded it a lot earlier than we usually do. So we didn't include those. Mm-hmm. But if you do send them the previous week, I guess when this airs, we will get them in the next episode. So don't think that we're ignoring you or not taking your suggestions. We are. We just had to record early this week, so we didn't get those suggestions in. So exactly. Keep them coming. We love them.
Keep them coming.
Keep them what?
Coming in.
Coming in.
I'm coming. Wait, done.
He's that easy to please, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It was that Ted Cruz story, got
him. You know what? Always, every time, that Proud Boy tattoo on his abdomen. Oh.
He was in bondage gear, too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so we'll do the social media thing. FDR_wheelchair is our Twitter handle. We're on Facebook at FDR's Wheelchair. You can email us at FDR'sWheelchairPodcast@gmail.com. But we really want you guys to get involved with the website. It's FDR'sWheelchair.com. We put our episodes on there, and you can comment live. And so we can get the discussion going. We'll be on there, too, responding to anything you say. Mm-hmm. If you want to fact check us, go ahead, do it. We'll tell you to fuck off.
There's plenty of facts to check, trust me. If you want to take that much time to find out all the wrong things in their episode, go ahead.
If we've said something on the episode that we need to fact check, it'll be on there. So, yeah, please go check it out. Interact with us. We created that website to be interactive with you. And again, guys, we're working on it. I had to learn how to do that in a fucking weekend. So if something's not working, let us know. You see something that we could do better, just let us know again. It's a work in progress. It'll grow as your show grows.
Yes.
So.
Love it.
All right. Cool. Well, this has been
a legacy of FDR in his wheelchair.